The sniping and intelligence section were involved in locating a sniper in the forward areas. We were having trouble with snipers strafing our lads after they were coming in from their normal duties. And whilst the casualty rate wasn't high, it was getting troublesome. We eventually got down there and we saw the platoon corporal, whose name was Sergeant. Funny, really, because he was a corporal. They gave us all the details of what when they were doing this and when they were doing that and carrying out this particular duty, that they had this troublesome strafing. On the section of trench that we were working in at that particular time, there were strong points or machine gun or weapon pits to our rear, and they were sturdily built with great timbers across the top, the lintels being sturdy members to support the roofing and protection of the sandbags and whatever. And in some of these lintels, we found shot holes, which would appear as though they'd been shot out from out of no man's land towards them. And by putting a pencil in these shot holes, we could determine then the angle at which these shots had arrived at the lintel, and giving us a little bit of a clue as to where the shots had been coming from out of no man's land. With this information in mind, we then set up our equipment with a view to watching this particular area and examining the whole area for that particular rest of the day. We did this, and by nightfall we had spent quite a few hours doing this, and at last light, of course, it's too dark to see anything else, we decided we'd come back the next morning. The following day we were there bright and early, just as the lads were coming in out of the no man's land working. We took over their positions again and resumed the observation tactics and scanning the area for any sign at all of the Chinaman's hide. We duly found a place which we thought could be the changeover point at where the Chinaman would come in early morning and then leave late at night. We have a long telescope, a 22 times diameter telescope for observation purposes, quite a powerful telescope, and we also had a scope on the rifle which is attached to the rifle. So between the two of these units, the long telescope and the sniper telescope, we were able to pick out this particular position where we thought the Chinaman would be operating from. My operator friend at my side was called Seymour, and he had the long telescope trained on this position, and as soon as we thought we saw any movement at all, he was to give me the nod that he could see the Chinaman either moving or lifting his head or making some movement where we could engage him. At a moment from Seymour, we determined that this was the time, and we engaged the enemy, and I put a shot with the sniper rifle into the Chinaman's hide. We saw what appeared to be either a body or a Chinaman or some such thing fall backwards into the hide, and from then on it was a case of keeping an eye open and watching to see if there was any more movement from this particular hide. After a period of watching this, it was obvious that whatever it was that we'd shot at, we'd silenced, and we then made our way back to the corporal to report more or less where the position was and what action we'd taken. As you can imagine, because of the sniper fraternity that we worked in, we were more or less considered as lepers, because if we brought any fire onto the enemy and retaliatory fire back from them, it caused more work for the people we were working against or with, and they considered us to be somewhat of a leper colony by doing this. On this particular occasion, of course, now that we've eradicated the enemy from their front door, the name of lepers or leper colony suddenly stopped, and we were called pest exterminators on their behalf, which was very pleasant to hear from them.